This is October Energy Action Month, a time to bring awareness to the goal of conserving energy in every aspect of our life. And we're joined this morning by Colonel Daniel Cederman, Director of the U.S. Army Reserve Installation Management Directorate. He joins us to explain the Army Reserve's mission to conserve resources. Colonel Cederman, if you could give us an insight into what is some of the threat to our energy resources.
Well, yeah, no, definitely. So first off, thank you for having me on, Bruce. So some of the threats to our energy resources are really all the different threats are on the rise right now, but we're looking at it from both a natural threat perspective, so hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, things of that nature. And then man-made threats are on the rise as well, such as cyber attacks. We saw the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline and direct attacks. Because energy access is really essential for everyone in the United States, and the Army Reserve is no exception. So our key is to look at how to mitigate these threats through energy and water resiliency in order to provide uninterrupted access and maintain operations so we can support other federal agencies and also the American people.
Why resiliency sounds like something, a term from the U.S. Army. Can you put that in sort of civilian terms? What does that really mean?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I'm trying to leave all acronyms out of this conversation. But resiliency really is, you know, can you still have power and water even if your traditional sources of energy go down? So some examples of really from an Army Reserve perspective, what we mean by that is, example is Fort Hunter Liggett. So they're at the end of a distribution network. So the wildfires that were out there really kind of took down all those power lines. So we are putting in microgrids at Fort Hunter Liggett to make it so even if that power goes down, we're resilient enough that we can continue operations in support of the American people, even so we can generate power locally within Fort Hunter Liggett. And this summer, that really enabled Hunter Liggett to have the wildfire fighters who were stationed out there really continue operations because they knew they could come back to a secure facility that had resilient energy and water.
Right. Well, as a homeowner, sometimes you have a backup generator, even here at the radio station, because of power. We want to try to still maintain a broadcast. So you kind of have to go through that to check to see, you know, if this happens, this is our, you know, plan B, plan C type of things like that. What is we as regular folk can do to help in the energy conservation that you might want to recommend?
Well, so, I mean, as you know, everyone's part of the solution, and even small changes that you can implement at work or at home can add up to some significant energy savings. So I guess if you take some small steps like powering down lights when they're not used, turning on energy saving modes, a natural light, and that's going to overall reduce energy costs. And that's what we're looking at as one of the aspects within the Army Reserve to move dollars towards some more operational needs. But the American people, you got, you know, everyone else, it seems we're citizen soldiers. You know, we can definitely look at that in our homes as well. But we've got a lot more that we can talk about on that. That's all listed at www.usar.army.mil as well.
So talk a little bit maybe more about how the individual soldiers and things are doing to protect our energy future, depending on where the energy is coming from in the future, I suppose.
Well, no, that's a great question. So our soldiers, we just have to be more trained and educated on exactly what these energy conservation measures are. And so for our soldiers, starting with education, you know, we're trying to train them or educate them on energy conservation measures in the Army Reserve Centers just so they understand that how their support will help reduce energy costs and will allow us to shift additional dollars to operational needs because, bottom line, we need to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And the second part of that is each of our citizen soldiers needs to be trained on these new technologies. So like you were saying, we have the backup generators and those backup plans on backup plans to make sure that we're ready in case of an emergency. And it's very important for us to be able to do our operational mission, support the American people, because that's really why we're here.
Does the Army Reserve have any help in sort of manpower to put installations in or work logistically to get things where they need to go so that these energy backups can be in place?
Well, yeah, no, definitely. So we've been working on these overarching strategic plans, and one example of that is our installation energy and water plans. And it's important for us to have that strategic vision that is properly nested, you know, all the way up to the Department of Defense initiative. So in these energy and water plans, we've partnered with the Department of Energy, and they've helped us get a good look at ourselves as to where we need to, like you said, put the logistics and the manpower to kind of really get after that. And we've been looking across industry at a bunch of different stakeholders to find out what the best solutions are to put in there so we can, again, be those good stewards of the taxpayer dollars.
Sounds good. Well, Colonel Cederman, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to get some more information, maybe just to know what they need to do to conserve energy, where's a good place to get some of that?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's at www.usar.army.mil. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.